2 weeks in a row. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode number 256 of the Big Mouth Small Words podcast. I'm your host, Patrick Kearns, and I'm happy as hell to be putting out back-to-back podcast episodes for y'all once again. Last week, I was pretty motivated. I was getting there. I was getting myself back to the basics. I held myself accountable, told you guys what was going on, and I also told you I had a plan, and I wasn't going to stop until I did my supporters proud. 1 week is in the books. I'm feeling okay about it. Not feeling amazing. Not feeling terrible. Had some workouts. Skipped some days. Eating right when I can, but not perfect. I feel the old me slowly coming back. You know, when I'm doing the work, rep by rep, whether it's weights, reading, thoughts, I'm getting my reps in. And when I get my reps in, I get myself back to where I need to go. I write a log each day. And the word of the year for me is going to be discipline, because that is what 2024 is all about. It's not about motivation. It's about discipline. And the person that you are and the person that you want to be are only separated by discipline. If you put in the work each day and you don't quit, you're eventually going to get where you want to go and where you're meant to go. And each day, you know, I strive to do a few things. I want to walk to clear my mind. I want to work out to keep myself strong. I want to have at least one meaningful conversation for perspective. And I think of what I'm grateful for before I go to bed. Now, I've been doing great with the last two things. I need to crush the first two things, because once I'm hitting all four of those things each day, I promise you, I'll be back to the five tasks. I'll be back to being the best version of me I can be. And I can't stress enough how important having a schedule is. I can't express enough how much it helps. You know, me doing those things each day, instrumental to me staying on track. And there's always going to be fears and excuses you're going to have to work through. But if you have a plan and you have a schedule and you stick to that shit each day, it really helps to give you a purpose that turns into passion. And it helps at least me find a way each day, you know, to get where I want to go. And I know it could for everybody listening too. So keep that in mind. This time around, I'm concerning myself with what I can control, and I'm trying to leave the rest to itself. That is, I think, what's most important to me moving forward. I thought long and hard about what I'm going to do to right the ship in the right direction, and I came up with this. The last time around, I did a lot of great things, but I also made a lot of glaring mistakes. I focused on a lot of things that I couldn't control. I focused on my past, the future, the actions of others, the outcome of a lot of my efforts. And I think the biggest one is what was happening around me. And the harsh truth is, no matter how hard you fight to change these things, you can't. Anything that is done is done. It's happened. You can't go back. You can't do anything to change that. And trust me, I've tried my damnedest, and it's never enough. So for the last couple of months, unfortunately to say, I've done my fair share of sitting on my ass and thinking over everything. And there have been times the past few months where I've been depressed. And I know that to be true. And it seems insane to me. It seems silly to me, because there's so many good things that have come my way and there's so much that has happened that I'm grateful for. So how the hell could I be depressed? But when I'm not clicking on all cylinders, I know something is wrong. And that's the thing about life, right? No matter how good it is or how bad it is, like, life is tricky. It's a combination of happiness and pain. And we all know that pain is inevitable, but I'm learning slowly that suffering is optional. And I think my biggest current problem is worrying. I worry too much. And a big reason that I worry is because I have a lot to lose now. I love Vanessa, my mother, my grandmother, my cat, my friends. Like, I'm worried because I want to be the one to help everyone. And I'm worried about bills. I'm worried about the wedding, the honeymoon, friends, family, Merlin, everything. But the problem is all worrying does is waste time. And I wish I could just shake it like I know better, but I don't shake it. It's worrying turns all the small things into big shadows. And I worry about tomorrow so much. And in doing so, I'm destroying my present. And I know that. But knowing doesn't mean shit if you don't get up and do something about it. And I know this isn't forever for me. I know that I'm going to get better. I know that I'm going to get back on track. Being consistent with this podcast is going to be a big thing too. I just want everyone to listen to this. I want everyone to know, like, I'm not perfect. I have a lot of good advice. I say a lot of cool things sometimes. I'm just good at keeping it together. And that's that. I've got a long ass road ahead of me. And I need to worry about right now, not 3 years down the road, 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road. I need to worry about right now because this is what I have. This is my opportunity. So to get better, I switched my focus from things that I can't control to things that are within my control. I can control my boundaries. I can control my thoughts, my actions, what I give my energy to, the goals that I set, and most importantly, how I handle challenges. These are all things that I've found that are in my control. And you can worry about the future all you want. But if you don't act in the present, none of it's going to matter. You can look to the past to avoid old mistakes. But while your head's looking back, you might crash into a new problem that you didn't see coming. My focus is on the present, and I think everyone out there, that should be your focus too. I try to win each day. I try to stack as many wins as I can. I want to build a strong foundation so that when a real challenge comes, I'm ready for it, and I'm not worried about it. It's not about what you're capable of in life. It's about what you're willing to do. And I'm sure many of us are capable of great things in this life, but it won't mean a damn thing if you sit on your ass and you don't put it into motion. If you can't fight for yourself, fight for what you love. Fight for your loved ones. Fight for what you care about. If you can't find anything to love or care about, fight for what you hate. Fight against what you don't like. But no matter what you do, never stop fighting. Never stop fighting until you get where you need to go or where you're destined to be. That's my biggest thing. I'm not going to be one of these rah-rah guys that's like, love everybody and blah, blah, blah. Listen, I do love most people. But there are those that want the world to burn. There are those that don't care about your feelings. If you got to fight against that, you're going to fight against that. You know, I spent a lot of time trying to change people like that. I spent a lot of time trying to help people that didn't want to be helped get to a better place. Sometimes it worked, most of the time it didn't. Because the thing is, if they don't want to get better, they don't want to change, they don't care. They're not going to change. Nothing is going to change. And that is the same for each and every one of us. We won't get better unless we put our pride to the side and we give it everything we got. Because I'm telling you right now, I went into the gym, I went to bench something, and I wanted to go right back to the weight that I was at. I was like, and you know, it's so stupid because I'm like, I'm fucking 270 pounds and I can't even bench my own weight and I can't even do all these things. Day one, dude. Everything I did before doesn't matter now because I made the decision and I made the choice to stop working out for 2 months. And this is what you get. All that progress that you built, it's gone. And you got to start over. And there's nothing wrong with that. As long as I do my job. All I got to do is show up now. Each day, show up, get back to where you were, and everything's going to be fine. And that's what I'm going to tell every single one of y'all to do. All I can promise you guys moving forward is I'm going to show up. I promise. I'm going to show up, and it may not be the best episodes. I may not give you everything you need. I may not give myself everything I need, but I'm going to give myself effort. I'm going to give you guys effort, and I hope that we all push to get better each and every day. That's my goal. So I'm starting this week. I'm crushing it. I'm going to end it there. Go to @BigMouthSmallWordsPodcast. Watch them Bengals. We ain't done yet. We ain't done yet. Put a big hefty bet on the line. That'll make me feel better. I love y'all. Enjoy your Monday. I'll talk next week.